Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Keeping it real, but keeping it moving forward might be a catchy way to describe the direction of the Ag program at Eastern Kentucky University. Department Chair Dr. John Satimi assumed that post in July of 2010, and while committed to program modernization, is keenly aware of the particular needs of agriculture in that area, like ag income development as burley tobacco declines.
That's correct. We are looking in directly into that area and how to improve the livelihoods of people that have small acreages, which is what we have here in Eastern Kentucky. So we need to address that issue, and we think we can do that in agriculture. There's a lot of things we can do on the farm still that you don't need 1,000 acres.
In an interview at the school's Meadowbrook Farm, Satimi also spoke of the big ag picture, that ag programs will need to keep pace, for example, with a world population projected to double in 30 years.
We're going to need twice as much food. Agriculture is going to produce that. We're going to need to make sure that the earth stays fairly green. We have our horticulture programs, and agroecology is going to be involved with that. Agriculture is also going to be involved with energy production. So we're going to reorganize our programs to address those bigger issues.
Satimi says about 60% of students in the program have direct ties to production ag. The other 40 are checking out those bigger issues. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
Back with John Satimi, the new head of the EKU Ag Department, who says they're upgrading key elements of offerings for students to strike the balance between the farm and the future.
There's a lot of students that come in now that are looking for something bigger, that they want to be involved with something that has global implications, and so that's where we want to go with our programs.
He says they'll refine the core programs that enhance on-the-farm economic development, at the same time make adjustments to prepare for the continuing evolution of agriculture.
We have a fabulous faculty here. They're very qualified, and we are making adjustments, as I said, with our programs to ensure that the information they are getting is going to be useful for them to go out and be successful.
Satimi says change will come in measured steps, but reaction so far, especially among students, has been very positive. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.